The topic that I was asked to talk about has to do with Hilchos Yichud. We'll get to that in a second. I just want to thank everyone again for the invitation to come and share Divrei Torah and to continue to share in many Torah-dik endeavors together and continue to be Marbet Torah together, hopefully for many years to come. The Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, our community knows and the world knows as well that Hilchos Yichud is not a small thing. We know that there are many tragedies, many terrible things that have occurred that could have been avoided if people would be careful to follow the particulars and the details of the laws of Yichud. And therefore, it's good, even though sometimes it's an uncomfortable topic. We don't like to talk about things related to Averos and people's Chataim and things like that. But it is good to review from time to time the laws of Yichud and to be familiar in order to make sure that we make a gedder for ourselves, a fence for ourselves, and to make sure we don't put ourselves into situations that would compromise halacha and we would regret after the fact. What I want to talk about is a two-pronged question. I want to talk in general about the issue of security cameras, online cameras, and whether that does alleviate in Isser of Yichud of a man and woman being alone. And then I want to really get to the main question, is something that I've been asked from time to time, is about escape the rooms. Is an escape the room for a young man and a young woman who want to go on a date, is that an appropriate dating venue for them to spend time together? Because again, they are alone in a room, and that would seem to violate the Isser of Yichud. But on the other hand, there's a camera, and the people who run the escape the room centers in those buildings are aware and can see what's going on. And does that alleviate the problem? So let's first talk about the issue of cameras and whether that takes away Yichud, whether a person is a business owner, a person is alone in their house, and they have a cleaning lady, or something like that, and they have a camera in the house. Is that going to solve the issue of Isser Yichud? So before we start, we just need to note there are three possible cameras that we could be talking about. One is to have a security camera that can be viewed over a computer, over a screen online, but the data is not recorded. It's only showing a live feed, but it doesn't keep the information for later on. It's just showing you from where you are right now, from what's going on. It shows you wherever the live feed is on the other side of the world. We could probably draw a parallel to like the camera they have by the Kotel. I can't imagine they've been recording for the last 30 years every single, Chaim Yankel goes to the Kotel and they're storing it on computer somewhere. I imagine the live feed of the Kotel is just a camera that shows you what's going on, and then afterwards it's erased and nobody saves it forever again. The second type of camera is that records data. It can be accessed to see what's being recorded, but it's not necessarily showing a live stream. There's a camera, and it's putting it onto a computer, but not necessarily is there a human being who's watching right now what's going on. And the last is a combination of the both. Is a live stream that records what's going on in the room, and it also has a screen that someone's seeing it at the same time to record the data. And it's important to know which type of camera is being discussed, or who has access to the camera. Is it a family camera? Is it security personnel? Is it a government-issued camera? The owner of the facility? These are all things to be aware of when it comes to our question. And just to be aware that over the past few years, there has been a proliferation of cameras. In the past, having a security camera was expensive, it required investment, you needed infrastructure, not everybody had them. But nowadays, for $5, you can have a camera outside your house, you can have a camera in every single room in the house. A person should be aware that you cannot walk down a city street and think you're not being recorded. Of course, you're being recorded wherever you go down the streets, whether it's a New York Police Department camera, whether it's a Ring doorbell, there are cameras everywhere, every single step of the way. And therefore, keeping this in mind, perhaps the whole Isser Yichud just flies away. Nobody's alone. Everybody can see everything. And now all of this had perhaps been solved. Let's begin with those who say that the camera does not help. We're first going to talk about those who say the camera does not help. Then we're going to talk about the reasoning of the matir and those who allow it. And then we'll talk halacha lemaisa. Everyone has sheets in front of them? Okay. One of the first to speak about the Isser, that the Isser stands in place, that the security camera does not solve the issue, is Rav Nissen Karelitz. Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Sefer Chadshani, says that at first glance it would appear that a camera would remove any Isra Yichud, even if no one's looking at the cameras right now. But the camera's image will be discovered later on. How do I know this? Because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin Daf Peyal from the base, Amar Rava, Misyachid Adim Mishtei Yavamo Osim Shei Tzaros. A man can have Yichud with two women who are Yibam. Two women who are tsaros, two wives. Imishu v'chamasa, a woman and the mother-in-law. Imishu basbala, a woman and the daughter of her husband. Imishu v'sinokas shiodas tambia. And then the Gemara says that you can also have yichud with another woman if there's also tinokas, a young girl there, shiodas tambia, who knows that there's relations, who's aware that if a man and woman are behaving in such a way of intimacy, that something different is going on, that she's aware, not like a baby who has no idea of their surroundings, but yodas tambia. Rashi says, why does it help that there's a tinokas in the room? So Rashi says, kolomar, ma hi bia shiteda lisaper dvarim b'shuk. Says Rashi, because she's going to be able to go and say in the street, look what I saw, and she's going to report, and she's going to tell people later on after the fact. Meaning, all that you need to remove the Yisr Yichud, says Rashi, is that someone will certainly potentially find out at a later time. You don't have to know right now, but the Tinokas will be able to reveal the information later on. So says her Nissen Karelitz, is that not a security camera that records data? Anyone can go back. Anyone can look at the tape. Anyone can see what was recorded. It's like having a tinokas. It's like having a young child who can record what happened later on to the world. That's what he says. So in response to that, he says the following point. He says, "Amnam sarach leida, dada mamakom shemufua lo sham matzlemos." When there's a camera there, lo chashiv makom seiser. It's not really, you want to say, a hidden area. First of all, the camera has to see the whole area where the man and woman are secluded. But there are places, pinos, zavios, corners of the house, they can go to a room and they can be alone. So they can do an iser. Says it in Karelitz. It has to be a camera. The whole discussion only starts if the camera can see everywhere. Dine zeh svarab shuta, that should be obvious to Bisr Yichud, yeshtam shnei chalakim. Says Rav Nissim, there are two parts of every Isra Yichud. Aleph is shemis orer, that with a man and a woman are together in a room, it's ma'orer taiva. It creates a connection between the two. And beis, be'emes hu yachal avor. And the second thing of Yichud is that they practically will be able to commit the Aveira into the Chait at that time. Be'im, zematzav shemis ora be'emes yachal avor. If this is a situation where be'emes, really, they could sin, could go in the lechas, the penis, or go to a place, bo'so, abayis, hanul, and locked. Ze Yichud, that's Yichud. Even though the camera sees, says Rav Nissen, there still is yichud in that place. He says, let's think psychologically for a moment. If person A and person B are in a room together, and there's person C, so whatever feelings might come out are not going to happen. There's another person there. It shares the feeling in the room where there's no sense of intimacy. But if it's A and B and there's a camera on the wall, it's not the same internal psychological feeling like you're alone. It's different, he says. It's not the same thing. You need someone there to be mafri, annoying. There's got to be a third wheel. There's got to be an individual in the room who's creating an atmosphere where there can't be intimacy. Because people can go to a private place, they can cover the camera, they can turn it off, and therefore he says, it is in essence still a makom seser. it still is a hidden room, it still is a secluded room, even though there is a camera there. And he goes on to say, I heard of terrible things, people made terrible mistakes based on the Seterim with cameras, and he says, there's no mirsas, there's no fear of yichud, and one should not rely on a camera regarding yichud. That's what he says, hora lemaisa, his Zahirian theory, why you might remove this or yichud, but practically, he says, in this in Karelitz, come on, you got to use your head. It's not a smart thing to do. Who says lemaisa that it's aser? So I have in front of you, you have here on the page on the right side, you have a letter that was published in Tafshinai and Gimel, together of Nissen Karelitz and Rav Shmuel Halevi Vazner, the Shevet Halevi. Let's look at Rav Vazner's letter. Shemati betzar keilu eiza rabbanim rotsu lahatir isra yichai. I heard there were rabbis who wanted to alleviate the isra yichai rachamor alidei ayin elektroni kadoma using a camera. Zatenu das Torah ha'isra b'makoma omeid v'chas v'shalom ha'kabazes, says Rav Vazner, the isra stands, and chas v'shalom to be makel in such a case, in such a case as well. His son, Ruchai Meir Vazner, writes in the Sefer Shari Hora that his father prohibited relying on any type of camera, and the Shari Hora also brings in Nachum Eisenstein, Rav Israel Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's son, saying one should not rely on the camera for issues of Yichud. It's the Shita of Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well, and there's a long piece. This was discussed in two editions of the very popular Torah journal that comes out of Muncie or Yisrael. There was a back and forth between a number of Dayanim. In the first issue, there is a long piece from Rav Yechiel Michal Eisenstein, who is the Skver Dayan. So he says, Steinmetz, who's the Skver Dayan. And he says that there's a number of reasons why we can't allow for Yichud. So let's just read the summary at the end. I brought you Ha'olah Ladina. I'll do you a favor. I wrote the article for you, and I'll tell you what it says at the end. It says over here, Ha'olah Ladina. It says, what do we come out L'maisa? He says, Ein nir lahakal yisachet ish isha b'makom shemiras surveillance cameras. There should not be any heter of yichud by surveillance cameras. Mikama v'kama tamim for a number of reasons. One, he says, Zikeven she'in mesach ha'matzle mos menach el lefnei adam echad, v'lo dam lepesach pasuch shus haravim, el lepesach ha'pasuch l'chotzer, shekosu ha'posim lo mahani. He says, some people want to say, what's a camera? We've all heard of the phrase, pesach pasuch, it's just a rabbin, right? If I have the window open and the door open and people can see and come in from the street, then there's no isra yichud. So why is the camera not the same thing? He says it's not the same thing. Because how many people see the screen if it's on a surveillance camera? One person, maybe two. Is that Pesach Pasuach l'shus harabim? No. That's Pesach Pasuach l'chotzer. Like to a cul-de-sac, right? To like a courtyard. That's not rabbin. And he says the post...
today you can always post it in
Good.
Facebook.
Correct. So he's assuming we have like a closed circuit security camera. His attack here is talking about that type of camera.
Technology could be...
there's one guy by...
More public.
It's true. But let's assume it's one guy by a security desk, and that's the whole thing. He says that's not enough.
Saying is if you go and you stream live...
Good. So better to stream your Isra Yichud live, he's saying. So well he has other reasons as well. He says Beis. Filu imiyah mesach lifnei kama nashim. And even if many people can see it is live. Kamen shiyoshim bein avikvias have kalibo gaspa shikasa vechakas mechokek shein lahatra filu pesach vasu shusarav. He says even if many people can see the screen, the chakas mechokek writes there in Shulchan Aruch that libo gaspa. What does libo gaspa mean? What does it mean?
They know each other.
They're very familiar. They have a nice rapport together. The heart is, they're very close. He says there's no heter of Pesach Pesuch Shus HaRabim in the case of libo gaspa. Three, Gimel. Afilu lahaposkim deshari afilu b'libo gaspa. And those who disagree with the Chalakas Machok can say that if they do have an intimate, they do have a relationship, we do allow Pesach Pasuach Lashus Arabim, Mikom Makom Vadai Dlo Habi Din Lachatchila Kamavor B'Sefer Yir L'Rabbeinu Yonah. He says it's 100% not a Lachatchila thing according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And then he says, Gamim Einir Lahakam Adin Shmira Kedin Katana. And he says, this is not a Shomer like a child. Michoshesh Tisaper Masharasa, that she'll go out into the street and say what she saw. who had in kan she'achakach yiru b'tzmunas to b'yisper samadavar, and they'll say, oh, maybe that's the heter over here. He says, no, it's not a heter. Why? Aleph. B'pnei d'beketana yesh gam busha b'shas maisa. Hashem tim b'matzlema ba'ofen she'achsho ve'in adam roya b'in busha. This is back to our point from before. This is what Nissan Karel had said. A person in the room makes it a different room. A camera on the wall that somebody may find out about later on, it's not the same thing. Beis, de beketana ein yachol lahaski mima shelo tisaper. Mashein kin begadol sheroa es hatmunas yachol lefisos o socially saper. Let's say a person is nichshal and they did something they shouldn't have done and there was a camera and they find out there was a recording. By a 7-year-old, what are you going to do? Nothing. They're going to go tell. You can't. All the candy in the world's not going to stop it. They're going to tell people if you did something wrong. The guy runs the camera, you know, a little bit of money, pay the guy, you know, whatever. There's a way you can negotiate. You can negotiate with a cameraman. You can't negotiate with a katana, with a child. That's his next point. Then he says, "Gam b'katana kosu kama poskim shein moel b'parutz al kena adidna shaharbe prutzim medavre in lahakel." Many poskim say if somebody's a parutz, somebody who is not careful in these aspects, somebody who's inappropriate, a katana doesn't help nowadays. Many people are prutzim. And dalad yesh l'chashoshish eshtana metzias b'zan l'zman v'yavolad yisrum al yidei hetzoseh. And then he says, we should be generally concerned with the change in metzias. Because if I allow a heter yichud by a camera, then what's going to be the next thing? And you're going to say, no one sees it, and it's recorded only AI, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, what's going to be the technology 10 years from now? And what's going to be 20 years from now? And then all of a sudden, the cat's going to be out of the bag. And therefore says the square dying, cameras don't work, it's a zero, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Of course you can. Okay, so again, that's getting to
the world.
Getting out to the world. Getting out to the world. Then it'll get out to the world. That's what Rashi says. What?
Every time you have one person.
Correct. Because the issue of the heter of one person, the heter of one other man in the room is because your person will be embarrassed with the aveira in front of that person. That's better. It's a different heter. Okay. So we have the Machmirim, very strict Machmirim, Nissen Karel, this is Kver Dayan, Rav Israel Orbach. Are there any kulas within the Machmirim? So Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp was a very close Talmud Rav Yashav. He has the Svarim Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. So he has a piece in the Or Yisrael, and he says once in a while if there's a situation of Yichud, and it's not a case of Libo Gaspa, you can be lenient. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say mirsa, fear can help for yichud. He says maybe with cameras there's a fear that someone will check it. And according to those shitas who follow Rashi, it's proper to be machmer not to rely on mirsa for yichud. But as a policy, he says at life, at work, at home, relationships of libo gaspa, you should try to stay away from these things. So I brought for you again his words over here in the text on the bottom. Yesh bazeh Beisuge matzlemos. He talks about the different types. If you go into the next, to the ellipses, four lines down. Achkasher hanidon biyichud v'makom avoda shukavua shal anashim shugavem. If the cameras are there all the time, it's not a good thing. He says, I'll talk to you about a heter for cameras as like a one-time get in a jail free card. It's a one-time thing. But to run a frum business with cameras all the time and rely on yichud with a man and woman late at night at the office, or to have in the house, someone should be there all the time, the man and woman alone. That should be the policy, the camera's there, says Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, that's not a good policy. One time, person in a situation, they have to go, there's a worker in the house, something, whatever, there's what to discuss, but not as a policy. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, the Mishnah Yosef, also says as well to be machmer in a workplace. Who else says, perhaps there's a heter b'shas adachak? And that is Rav Yitzchak Rubin, the author of the Orach HaShabbos, who write, this is the Torah journal Heichala. Heichala is the journal that Rav Rubin puts out from his shul in Har Nof. What's the name of the shul? Okay, so Kiel's B'nai Torah, of your sister Kiela in Har Nof. So Rav Yitzchak Rubin, the author of Orach HaShabbos, so you put his shul puts out a beautiful Torah journal every couple of years. He has many gedolim, many rabbanimite. Rav Rubin himself writes. So in this volume I have in front of me, he has a back and forth. He has a back and forth with Moshe Shaul Klein. Rav Rubin writes in Chelek Vav and the Chelek Zion that since Gedolei HaPoskim forbade relying on cameras, as a policy, you shouldn't rely on them. And even if there's cameras in every room in the facility, he says, maybe B'Shas HaDachak, you can ask a Shaila to someone who's a Bucky in Hilchos Yichud, maybe. And then he says the following point. Let's look at what he says over here. He says, L'inyon Nidan HaMatzlimos. This is on the second page. L'inyon Nidan HaMatzlimos, regarding the cameras. Choshvani Sheyesh L'havdo B'zeh Bein Gidrei HaLacha U'Bein Chashoshos HaMaasiyim She'enim Negayim L'Guf HaLacha. He says, we need to distinguish between what the halacha is, Mikra Din, and the reality on the ground. Dinei zeh pashut shepesach pasuach shari, vein chashash yiskru es haPesach. He says, a pesach pasuach shesaram, an opening. He says, we generally don't say, people are saying, oh, but they could go to another room. He says, if you have a house with the window open, the door's open. We don't say, oh, you can't go to the bathroom because then you're going to be in a room alone. We don't say that. We say, as long as the house itself has access and people can see and come in, Pesach Pasuch L'Shusarabim. We don't say, oh, but maybe they'll go to another place. We don't say that. Or you have to live in a house that's made entirely out of glass. That's not what we say. He says, V'chein b'chalon l'choshim shi'echasuch v'ilon. Nobody says, if the main window to the house is open, everyone can see it, but they might come to close the shade. We don't say that. That's not how the halacha works. But my kan nichos shi'echasem asema. So why are those other machrim saying, maybe someone will come to cover the camera or pull the plug on the camera? We don't say that by Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. Ubefrashas hu nitzvas kegonav kesheroi masav elu masayma. Also says Reuben, you're going to look like a weirdo when all of a sudden you walk up to the camera and it sees your big face next to the screen and you're putting like a shade, you're putting like a piece of tape over it. Or all of a sudden there's a guy and a lady in the room and all of a sudden the camera's plugged and it goes silent.
You can't plug it out.
What? Are you saying if it's correct? Right, we're talking about, let's say a person has like a Google Home, like one of those things, or you have something like that. A person's going to go and they're going to play with it. You're going to look weird, right? You're going to look weird. All of a sudden, there was Avram and Rachel were in a room, and all of a sudden the room went dark, and then all of a sudden Avram and Rachel were in the room afterwards. No one's going to think, oh, that was a weird thing. So he says, obviously that's going to make you look subject to suspicion as well. So he says, Al pi halacha mikra din, the arguments against using the security, you relying on a camera, don't make any sense. But he says, "Gam im ein lachosh yelchu lachedur tzar v'yisono eshalom atzino kazos v'elchos yichud kum bechalom pasuach v'shemes katana." But he says that's mikra adin. But he says the metzias of a camera still allows kirav hadas. It allows people to schmooze together, and you have to be careful. And he says he heard that Rav Nissen Karel, it's the big machmer, would allow a camera if it's a gadol, and there was no concern of any side rooms. Rav Chanoch Albeck writes in the Kovetz Maria as well. He heard B'Shem Nissen Karel, it's even Rav Nissen Karel, it's the very big machmer here, found room to be leaned. In the next volume, in Chelek Zion of Heichala, I'll show you, Rav Rubin is an Ish Ames, so he took letters of people attacking him in the next volume. So in Chelek Zion, he has a letter from Moshe Shaul Klein. And Moshe Shaul Klein says as follows. Listen to this. He says, Moshe Kosov Malas Kvodo Besifta Zion B'Shem Gedolei Hora. You said the name of Poskim Sheisr L'Smocha Masamos that it's also to rely on the cameras U'B'Shas HaDachak Yesh L'Siyoitz Imora Hora B'Mavak. But if it's a Shas HaDachak, a great need, you can ask a Shaila who knows Hilchos Yichud, to someone who knows Hilchos Yichud, and maybe you could rely on it. U'V'Aros Nata Malas Kvodo Lahatir Medina, and really in your footnotes, well, we all know that the kulas are always in the footnotes of the Sfarim, right? So he says, in the footnote, you said that really it can be relied upon. He says, Mishum Gedr Isu Gedali Hora, this is only a Gedr, it's not Mikra Din. Amnam Hayisa Nochach Pesha Shamar and Baal Shevet Halebi Shekasal Isra Mishum Gedr Rak Medina. He says, that letter we saw on the first side of our page, where the Vazner, he says, I was in the room when Rav Vazner wrote that letter, that cameras can't be used. And it was clear from Rav Azar that it's not a geder, it's mikra din. The camera is nothing mikra din. Ki min hanisayun shein matzaymos b'makomas sinuyim b'shaych avod iser. B'prat she'evshel l'pa'amim l'chasos esaynias shal matzamag. And you can play with it, you can manipulate the camera, l'zman katzar, v'otamir, and all types of other reasons. V'alkein ein makom l'shol, so he says, he's writing back to Reuben, alkein ein makom l'shol mor ha'ra. B'zeh, ki u iser medina. There's no shaila here. So you think you can ask a shaila? He says, if somebody called me on the phone and said, I have a shaila, click. There's no shaila. Af im gadol Yisrael osim gadar ein l'shol mora hara l'hatar gadar. You should not ask shailas to get around the psak of gadol Yisrael. So that again is the school of the machmirim who say that cameras are useless. They don't help with an Isra Yichud, maybe a Rav Reuben b'shas adchak, but really, we're back to square one. Let's go now to the camp of those who say that cameras are helpful for Yichud, and let's discuss why. So, I have a bit of mirsas myself. I'm going to quote, Rav Belsky in the base medrash of my Baal Achsanya, who is the greatest disseminator of Rav Belsky's Torah. So, I didn't see this in one of his farm. I don't have all of his farm. That's also, I should apologize as well. But I didn't see it in one of his farm. This I saw in the Sefer O.L. Yaakov. O.L. Yaakov collects different psachim, different gedolim. So he says that Rebelsky said the following thing. Is there a heter? And Rebelsky said, Beheshev, Im yesh echad sharoa masha nasa ashav mutter, if people can see it live, then it's mutter. Avim hora rak achacha, if it's just a recording, I'll tape in lahatir. V'yesh chashosho shema afechad lo yirezezeh. And you have to be careful that maybe no one's going to see it as well. That's what Rav Belsky said as well. It said to that. Rav Yecheskel Roth, the Carlsberg Dayan, writes also in an article in the Or Yisrael that if you see everything is going on in the room at the moment, then the camera is mutter because it's a Pesach Pasuach. Opening to the public domain. But if it's libel gaspa, the man and woman have a relationship, then it would be usher. Because the Chalkas Mechokik says that libel gaspa is not alleviated by Pesach Vasuach, l'shus harab. Comes as well, Rav Ben Sion Halevi Vazner, Rav Vazner's son. So the son is chalek on the father. And he writes in the Or Yisrael Chalek Samechei that the camera can be used if there are five conditions. Everyone has the five conditions there? One, Aleph. That the camera can see every area of the structure. Bays, the camera is working at all times and doesn't go off. Gimel, the pictures have high quality that it's clear what everybody is doing. Dalid, people are looking at the live feed of the camera and not relying on seeing the video recording. And then, hey, the people in the room know about the above conditions. They know that they're being recorded and they're aware of the circumstances. Vim chamisha elu yasula b'yetso chinam. In that case, and it's a mutter 100% lechatchil. That's what Rav Ben Sion Vazner says. Yeah, what? That's what he said. I didn't make it up. You have the words there. Af lechatchila. That's what he says. Okay. Next, Rav Shmuel Felder, the Rav in Lakewood. So he writes in his Shirim on Hilchos Yichud that the author of the Torah Yichud. This is the Torah Sichud. This is Rav Pinchas Rabinowitz. This is the author of the Torah Sichud. We'll quote from him in a second. He told him that Rav Yashiv said that if people can see the live video, it's like a window that alleviates the Isra Yichud. And he said he heard this as well from Yitzhak Zilberstein, that people can see the live feed, it's like a window, and that's fine. And then Rav Felder explains the psak in two different ways. He has two pieces of lumdus to explain what's going on here. Rav Felder says, first of all, Chazal say there's a heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRab. If the people in the public can see, then it's fine. And the note to Yehuda extended this to a window as well. If you can see through the window, that's fine. So Rav Felder says, we cannot add on to the heter of Chazal and allow something where no one else sees B'Shas Mais what's going on. And therefore he sees, if the video is live, Pesach Pasuach. If it's not live, then that's not Chazal's heter. That's far number one. Number two is as follows. He says something very interesting. The Gemara says, Ezu Chacham, Haroa Es Hanolad. Who is wise? One who can see the future. He says, in order to see the future, you need to be a Chacham, right? He says, but if you're under the influence of the Yetzirah, a person's mind is racing and they're thinking about planning doing something that's an Aveira. You're not such a chacham. Right? That moment, the Yitzhara is punching on your brain, and your chachma is not there. And therefore, he says, if you're not a chacham, what can't you do? What can't you do? You can't be Rosh Hanola. And therefore, if no one is looking at the cameras right now, the person would have to be conscious of the possibility of what? Of the future. But you have a Yitzhara right now. And therefore you can't, your brain is not wired correctly to say, ah, if I do an Avera now, someone may see it in the future. The person can only control themselves, says Raffelder, if right now they know that someone is watching. Because Ezu Chacham or Oes Hanola, but right now you're not a Chacham, because you have Yitzhahara. And you're not thinking of what might be, right? This is, it's such a beautiful psychological insight, right? If we only were conscious all the time, right? If I was a Chacham and I thought about what the repercussions of my actions would be, I'd be a lot better off, says Raffelder. But we're not. We're not a Chacham, because Yitzhahara is playing with us, and we can't think about what's going to be in the future. And that's why he says it has to be only a live feed, and it can't be what's going to be in the future. So comes Rav Pinchas Rabinowitz, and he writes in the Torah Sichah, and he says, I want you to look what I wrote in the Torah Sichah. See there the piece that says Tshuva on the bottom? He says, I want you to look in the Torah Sichah. So the Torah Sichah I couldn't make a picture of, but I'll tell you what he says. In the Torah Sichah, in Perakeh, he says that Nechleku HaPoskim Behetzer Shal Pesach Pasuch Shus HaRabim Imudavka B'Shadelas Pasuch Lagamrei Ogam Kshadel Sagura, whether it's open or closed. And he says, Heter Zanema Rank Bamakum Bizman, Shemis Yachtim Yureyim Shem Yakanis Adam Zar. There has to be that you're afraid that someone is going to walk in. And he says, the Heter, as explained, that I explained in the Sefer, is that needs to people have to be able to see all the way into the house. He says, Hamilsa, let's look inside what I brought over here. Hamilsa Yesh Ledmus Lechalon Haponel Roshus Harabim. You have to be able to see all the way into the house on the outside. And you also have to see all the way from the window, technically to the bathroom. If you can't see all the way in, again, he's being machmir in that regard. We can learn a kal v'chomer l'chalon from a window al de koach ariyah electroni. If I have a camera, he says, I will only allow it when the camera can see the whole space. But if the camera can't see the whole space, then I cannot allow Yichud in that location. If they can walk away, things like that, then it would be not okay. He also goes on to say, something like Skype or Zoom, that can time out, it can flicker, it can, you can lose a connection. He says there, or the field of vision isn't wide enough, he says, no, Hector, there has to be a security camera that sees the whole room, can see the whole scope, and that's how it could work. Let's look at two other sheets, and then we'll try to come to a conclusion. Rav Sinai Milovitsky, the Av Basin of Slonim, so he has a letter as well in the Or Yisrael Chelek Samachay, and he says, you know, this is he has the longest article. His article is like 20, 25 pages. He says, I don't understand. He says, I don't understand the Machmir. He says, 100 years ago, Rabbanim were mater agunos, issues of mamzerus, by looking at grainy pictures of black and white cameras of identifying who is that person in the picture, they're alive or not. And we were mater agunos on such weighty shilas on much worse technology. Kal v'chomer, he says, we can be mater yichud with a man and a woman with better technology, cameras that can see and hear what's going on, and even if the people are libo gaspa. But he says, you need four requirements. He says, the cameras have to work all the time, can't be turned off. The cameras have to cover the entire space, and there's no place where the cameras can't see. The people need to know that the cameras are on and they can be seen. And the people being observed have no control over the cameras, meaning it can't be the boss who can control the cameras and another woman, and he also can go back now and play with the cameras. That's not a good hetzer at all. You have to have all four things. The Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg has a piece in the Pama Yaakov, and he says that if you're renting a guest house of a guy and there are cameras in the main areas, there's no Isra Yichud, even if there's no cameras in the other rooms, because we're not concerned people might be misachim those spaces. But again, we want to be concerned as well. So what would I say, Lamaisa? So we brought both sides. No, what would we say? Cameras? What do you feel? They alleviate Nesr Yichud? They don't alleviate Nesr Yichud? No?
Very clear
skill
you just made. And they might not even be in the machlokes at all.
Why?
If someone's watching through a camera, watching everything that's going on in the room, it seems like everybody is matter that. Even the ones who are most mocked, they say, oh, the cameras, they say, the cameras themselves can't do it. But if someone's watching the room through a camera, watching you through the camera, then even they would be mocked.
And
the other sheet is the ones that are mocked, oh, yeah, just recording, or it's just something that they think is there, or they know. So it seems like the track seems to be very clear.
It seems to be very clear. And this is what I would say, Lemaise. So what I would say, Lemaise, is that as a policy, a Yirei Shamayim should not rely on cameras. It's just, it's setting a person up. We live in a dark, we live in a generation where, unfortunately, if we could say that these things don't happen in our community, then maybe we wouldn't have to talk about these things. But we know that people are mishal, and there's Eitzahara, and people make mistakes. I would say that a Yirei Shamayim and a Ben Torah would not rely on such a situation. I would say, b'shas adchak. Person is a situation, they have to be in the house. If you have really good cameras and the cameras can see everywhere, I think b'shas adachak, I think to follow Rav Reuben makes sense. And b'makam tzorech, there's what to rely upon.
We had it in our life where some of the women were sometimes there but there was really anybody could have walked into the office, so it was really just.
It's not even the cameras. If people can walk in all the time, then it's not even the cameras. So to only rely. For a firm business to run, and to assume that there's no Nesr Yichud all the time, because cameras are all the time, and that you could have two people working alone in the office, you know, or something that's in the questionable numbers of Hilchos Yichud, and as a policy to rely on that, I would say is a terrible, terrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake. We have to be careful. You're not going to, let me tell you, nobody ever lost out on being extra careful in Hilchos Yichud. Nobody ever came out on the losing end. And therefore, as a policy, it's something we should probably avoid to rely on cameras. But, b'shas hadchak, b'makam tzorach, I have to be in this situation, I have no place else to go, this is the situation I have to be home, whatever it may be, with good cameras that can see everywhere, and they can record, and you know someone can look at them, you know, you can call your wife and say, can you go onto the camera now, I have to be home, you know, or call somebody else, this is the password, you can log and see my camera, I'm home. That, I think, is a responsible thing to do, and to make sure that we don't fall into these areas as well. So let's get to the next question. Escape rooms. Is a nice date for a Jewish boy and girl?
No.
I would probably say, I would lean towards no. I would lean towards, it's not a lechatchila dating option. It's true. There is somebody watching the camera, but it's a guy. And it is a guy. And the heter.
What about the Jewish escape room?
What?
What about the Jewish escape room that opened up?
I don't know. I can't speak for... I can't swear every Jew. Somebody is a parutz, if somebody is a parutz, there's no heter. So the person who's running the escape room has no namanis or no tzidkus to say that they care if anybody's nichshol. I would say that's not lechatchila. Again, what? It doesn't cover all places either? Okay, another reason to be machmer.
Also, but there is a door to go out and somebody could come in.
But they're not.
They do sometimes come in.
If you do something wrong.
If you stay too long.
If you stay too
long. Wrong, they come in.
But it, they have...
The definition of wrong is different than our definition of wrong.
It's true. So, again, Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisrael are not lacking dates for people to go on. We're not lacking in things to do. There's enough parks.
Actually, there may be a problem with that.
Like,
hotel not
right. So there's other things. There's no. I'm saying there's things to do. There, a creative person can find things to do. And maybe an escape room is not the most lechatchila thing. This is what I've told, you know, either students of mine, the people like that as well. If you don't have to go, you know, and you can avoid it, it's probably a better thing to do. If it's just a guy and a girl together, probably better to avoid such a thing. So let's just conclude. We are just a few steps away from Elul, and this topic reminds me of a beautiful piece in the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam. Shem Olam is all about Talmud Torah and the zechus of learning Talmud Torah and how to remember people through Talmud Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim has a beautiful piece over here. This is in the Chasimas HaSefer, the very end of the first Chelek. And he says that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, he says, "Sheyesh the mala ayin roa v'osim shamas v'kol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtav." The person should know that there's always an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and all your actions are recorded. That's what the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. And the Chafetz Chaim goes on to explain that in the days when the Mishnah was written, how could they relate to such an idea? How could they have a visceral understanding? Somebody can see everything you do, no matter where you go, and someone records everything you say. He said, it's hard to, a person is struggling in Amuna, it's hard to imagine such a thing. But he says, in my time, in the beginning of the 20th century, one only has to see the technology that was around. And the technology, he says, was a sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to strengthen our Amuna that Hashem is always there. He says, Nevar Dvarenu Echad La'Echad. Hine Al Davar Kli HaMach Se'inyan Hukach. He says, nowadays we have things, he talks about a telescope. He says, a telescope can see stars that are millions of miles away, billions of miles away. He says, now we have a Hasaga, that someone can be very, very far away and not right next to you and see what's going on. Kal V'chomer security camera in 2023. That you can be in a room and think nobody sees you, but everybody sees you. That should strengthen a person's emuna, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what we do at all times. And he says, the fact that someone can hear what you're saying, he says, now we have Kli Shmia Gadol, a telephone. And a telephone can hear conversations from across the world. Things, someone's not next to you, can record your words, and they can process it, and have the words what you said later on after the fact. And he goes on to say, the fact that you can have a photograph, he says, Tmuna hanal, a photograph, photographia, a tzilum, I can record, and I can have an image, and people can know what you did, and have a picture to show later on. So the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, he says, I think it could be that the reason why these inventions were introduced at this point in time, cameras and recording devices and photography, is to strengthen the amunah of the Jewish people, to strengthen Klal Yisrael, they should always know that Kal V'chomer, just like now, our actions, our speech, our words, our images are recorded on devices all over the world. How much more so Kadosh Baruch Hu sees what we say and he records what we have to do and has images of us that are going to be nechtavim and recorded before him. An important idea as we approach Elul and as we approach this time of Yiras Hashem and Midas Hadin, when we come before Kadosh Baruch Hu to prepare ourselves to know that Hashem has watched us over this year and to make sure that we continue on the right path to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim B'Lev Shalom.
Thank you. Everyone should remember to make a bracha for a new